This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not the type of player that's going to be Johnny Hustle.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Let's get out to Matt Gelb. He covers the Phillies for The Athletic in Philadelphia. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're very interested in what the Phillies are doing because it relates to what the White Sox are trying to get done here. And this is my take on this, and you can please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the Phillies have sort of pivoted now to Bryce Harper, which the White Sox have pivoted to Manny Machado. Is that accurate? Is that inaccurate? Are you hearing other things than that? They certainly did hire a coach that worked with Manny, stealing the White Sox plan of friends and family.
Yeah, I don't know if that's accurate right now. I mean, I think they're engaged with both guys, and I think it makes sense for the Phillies to be engaged with both guys because, you know, the one of the pieces of leverage they have over these guys is the threat of taking one over the other. And right now, it's hard for me to see, you know, this unfolding without the Phillies involved somehow. I mean, the way that the Yankees and the Nationals really have shown a lack of interest, and you can't rule them out until these guys have signed. But right now, I mean, the only publicly, you know, known teams that are in are the White Sox and the Phillies, and there are always other teams. I mean, there are always other teams that are interested and that don't publicize or we don't know about teams that are involved. But I think the Phillies are in both players right now. And I don't know that the meeting necessarily changed their preference. I just think that, you know, it's good negotiating strategy to be engaged with both of these guys. And I think Harper's camp needs the Phillies right now, too, because there's just no apparent interest publicly from a lot of teams right now.
Matt, I think that the White Sox fans would feel the same way, and White Sox reporters would kind of say the same thing. The White Sox have at times been linked to both Machado and Harper, probably stronger to Machado at this point in time. Is there a preference among the Phillies, do you think, to either guy and Phillies fans to either Harper or Machado? Because I think that, you know, obviously you'd be happy with either. You'd be unhappy with neither. But if you had to pick one over the other, how do you think Phillies fans would lean?
Well, I think there is a preference in the front office. I've been trying for the last few months to figure out who that is. And that's the one piece of leverage that they have. They don't want us or anyone to know who they prefer, because then that immediately compromises them. I do think in my reporting and what I've written that they would prefer Machado because he is both an elite hitter and defender. He plays a more premium position than Bryce Harper does. That makes sense now that, you know, depending on who you talk to, that tone changes. But among the fans, it's been really hard to tell. Like, I've tried to talk to as many different people, not just on social media, but fans I come across in the city and people I see at bars. And, I don't know. Like, I think in Philadelphia, fans would probably prefer Bryce Harper if I had to guess. That doesn't mean they don't prefer Manny Machado. But, I mean, look, you know, Machado didn't do himself a lot of favors, given what he did in the postseason. But there's a lot of Phillies fans here who just don't like Bryce Harper because they've seen him for 19 times a season the last few years, and he's a very animated guy, and he's the kind of guy who you really don't like if he's not on your team, but I imagine that you would really like if he is on your team. And I would think that Machado is the same way. I mean, when you see these guys on other teams, you naturally just don't like them and you think they're villains. And the moment you sign them, though, I think fans can come around.
Does Machado want to play third base, or does he just want to get paid?
I think money is going to be the driving factor in all of this. And look, teams can offer him, you know, the shortstop job, but I think they would be fooling anyone. And I think Machado is smart enough to know this. I mean, that's the kind of thing where, well, we'll let you play shortstop, but it has an expiration date. I mean, it's probably, you know, maybe it's just for the first year of the contract, and he knows this. I mean, I think he knows he's going to be at third base. It's his best position. He's a gold glover there. I think Above all, the money and the fit is more important than what position he's playing. And I would expect him to be playing third base for somebody next season. I really do. I think at this point he's lost a little leverage because the market hasn't been as strong. Now, that doesn't mean that he's lost money, but it just means that maybe he's lost a sticking point, perhaps like playing shortstop.
Talking with Matt Gelb, covers the Phillies for The Athletic Philadelphia. Matt, the White Sox, they traded for Yonder Alonso. They signed John Jay. They did everything but make Manny Machado's high school coach the next bench coach. The Phillies kind of did a similar thing. Bobby Dickerson, who's known as Machado's mentor in Baltimore, they hired Bobby Dickerson. They added him to the big league staff, and yet he's got a reputation for being a pretty good infield coach. It was that steered toward trying to influence Manny? Is that coincidence? How did you view that?
I don't think it's coincidence. I mean, look, they had an opening in the staff. They needed an infield coach. They had probably the worst defensive infield in baseball last year. They had the worst defense in baseball. So, you know, they can get around this thing. Dickerson was a free agent coach. We needed a guy, but that was not coincidence. And I think it's interesting. I mean, this happens in like college sports when you're recruiting people. Like, you hire family members or you hire someone's former coach. We've never seen anything like this in Major League Baseball, and I think it's fascinating. I mean, I don't know if it means anything. I don't know if Manny Machado is going to pick his team based upon his family and friends that have been hired by them, but it's an interesting strategy. I think we've never seen a free agent chase quite like this in Major League Baseball, and it's still stunning to me, I think, above all, that there are publicly, we don't know who's involved in these mystery teams, quote unquote, but it's stunning to me how few teams are publicly involved in both of these players. It's difficult for me to explain.
What do you know? Any? I guess it's a combination of questions here. Could these guys? Do you have any idea if they could coexist? If they want to be on the same team? Do you think the idea of being the man appeals to one or either? And what's the timetable? I mean, is one guy got to go before the other guy decides? How will it work out?
Well, I think right now all the parties and all the teams are just engaged in this staring contest. You know, I think both Machado and Harper's camp are trying to see if there are other teams they can convince to get in on this. You know, you've heard these rumors of these mystery teams, and usually there's validity to it. I mean, mm-hmm. usually there are teams who are involved who just don't want anyone else to know about it. Could these guys coexist? I think they could. I just don't know. I don't think there's a team out there that, you know, is willing to lay down, you know, the kind of years and money to sign both of these guys, let alone one of them. I mean, we've only seen a few teams interested in laying out the numbers to sign one of these guys. And I understand it. I'm not going to defend, you know, billionaire owners on here. There are certainly teams out there who could spend, you know, a lot more money than they are spending. If you're asking teams to sign two guys to 8-year deals at the same time, I understand why there's some pause on that. I also know that these are two guys who would be two of the youngest players in the free agent market next year. Harper would still be the youngest guy in the market if he was a free agent next year. I think Machado would be the third youngest guy. You know, we're talking about guys who don't come around a lot. And an 8-year deal to a guy who's 26 years old, who still has at least 4 or 5, maybe more years of prime performance left, that's not as difficult a thing to swallow. So I don't think one team is going to sign both. I really don't. It's not going to be the Phillies. And if it's not the Phillies, I don't know who it is. So I still think you're going to see a team enter this fray that you didn't expect, or maybe try to, you know, gain some leverage for another party. But again, you can't rule out the Yankees on Machado and Harper on the Nationals until this is all said and done. I really do believe that. You can't just say that those teams are definitely, definitely out. And I know there's a lot of indicators that suggest they are, but until it happens, you can't rule them out yet.
The Phillies ought to just step back and save all their money for Trout, and then the White Sox could finally get a play. All right, buddy.
Thanks,
thank
Matt.
You.
Appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Take care.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.